Today is July 22nd, 2011, and with us we have Hans Torgersen, who is a journalist at VG newspaper in Oslo, Norway. He specializes in military defense and terrorism and is an eyewitness to the bombings that took place in Oslo earlier today. Hello, Hans. How are you?
I'm quite good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for agreeing to join us and for commenting and giving us an eyewitness account and a perspective on the way things are and the current events that are unfolding in Oslo. On Friday, earlier today, a bomb blast ripped through the Norwegian capital of Oslo, killing at least 7 people and injuring many, many more. Shortly thereafter, another incident occurred where a gunman opened fire at a Labour Party youth camp located northwest of Oslo. This is Utøya, I believe. So that brings the death toll to at least 20 people in just one day, and some are claiming this is a major terrorist attack that Norway has never seen before. Hans, what is your perspective of the current situation as you look out over Oslo?
Well, my perspective is that this country has been given a real and thorough shock. As the day has passed, I think we're quite shocked to see that the development that we, when we first realized that there had been a bomb and then another attack later on, we all assumed that it would be related to Muslim terrorists in some sense or another. But now it seems that this might have been the work of Norwegians.
Really?
This is just a development that's happening right now, but at Utøya they arrested one man who is about 6'5" and blonde and speaks Norwegian perfectly.
How very interesting.
And he's believed to be the shooter that has killed several people at this Labour Party youth camp.
And is it confirmed that there is a connection between the bombing in the capital and the Labour youth camp open fire?
The police say that they strongly believe that there is a connection between the two incidents. And the only problem for us is that we don't know what they based that on, whether they have CCTV footage or anything like that that links the man that they arrested on Utøya to the bomb earlier in the day. We're not sure, but that's what the police are saying now.
So what do these attacks mean for the political sphere in Norway?
Well, it was believed, I think all over the world, you assume that a big terrorist attack like this, a terror attack, has some link to either Al-Qaeda or different fanatics on the Muslim side of things. I think we all thought at that point that this would have a tremendous effect on both security measures and that stuff, but also on the political sphere itself. We do expect that the opposition would criticize the government, but seeing that the Labour Party has been so terribly stricken by the events of today, any criticism of them would just be in bad taste.
And how do you think security measures will change?
Right now, I think it's very hard to say what will happen. I think the police now believe that there was a car bomb against the offices of the Norwegian government. And for instance, we do believe that any traffic passing those buildings in the future will be halted or blocked. So there are changes like that, but also on the security precautions surrounding members of government, the king, the castle, and stuff like that will be changed. I think we're pretty confident that that will happen.
And could you give us an eyewitness account of what happened earlier today? Were you there when the bomb had exploded in the capital?
Our office is basically 150 yards away from the office of the Prime Minister, and that was the building that was had the hardest hit. And windows in our building collapsed, almost all the windows. well, the ceiling dropped down and places and stuff like that. So initially, we just felt very lucky that nobody was hurt in our staff. Then we went downstairs and went out to meet people and to see the damage for ourselves. And it was just a horrible sight. It was something unlike anything we've ever seen in this country before. A lot of injuries, a few casualties that were lying in the street, and people trying to help them.
My goodness. So what is your stance of the public opinion at current?
Well, I've seen reports on Twitter and stuff like that saying already blaming this on Muslim terrorists, and there's also been websites that have been connected to Al-Qaeda, stuff like that, where people have taken responsibility. But the latest development in terms of what the police are actually saying is quite different. So I think it's just too early to say anything about how the public opinion will be formed by this.
Indeed, there is a great deal of speculation as things continue to unfold. I know that your time is quite limited, as you and your staff are trying to put together the stories for today and for tomorrow, particularly since your headquarters are not accessible at the moment. So I wanted to thank you very much, Hans, for your time and for your commentary. This has been Maria Garcia for the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations Global Experts with VJ journalist Hans Torgersen. Thank you.
Thank you.